What do you think about getting a massage? Do you think it's just a luxury? For many, it's becoming an integrative part of treatment and recovery. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and our next guest is Scott Feist. He's an integrative medicine manager for Aurora Healthcare. I want to know about how massage therapy has helped you at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send us an email to talk@wpr.org and let us know how massage has been integrated into your healing and your recovery and what you think of the results. Scott Feist, welcome to the Larry Mueller Show.
Thanks so much, Lee. Longtime fan of the program and first-time guest.
Hey.
Happy to be here and talk to your listeners.
Grateful to have you. So let's begin with a little bit of what it means to be an integrative medicine manager and a little bit of the look at the work you do at Aurora Healthcare, Scott.
Sure. Yeah, I've been with the Division of Integrative Medicine for Aurora Healthcare for over 20 years now. I have been a licensed massage therapist for nearly 25 years now. Started out in Chicago and then moved to the Milwaukee area. But in the past 20 years, I've really worked to integrate integrative therapies and programs like massage therapy and acupuncture and health coaching into the traditional healthcare setting. So that's much of what I do now. My role has evolved, and I'm almost entirely administrative, but maintain my massage therapy license and work closely with others on our team that lead the programs.
How have you seen Western medicine evolve over that time, Scott, to begin to understand the value of things like acupuncture and massage therapy?
Sure. Yeah. Well, one thing that we have done over my entire career is really try to educate people. A long time ago, 10, 15 years ago, we've had programs within Aurora Healthcare for over 20 years. And people that work with us used to often say, I didn't even know we had massage therapy or acupuncture. We don't hear that so much anymore. It's very rare. So that lets us know that we're doing our job at educating people, getting the word out, and expanding our programming within the system and throughout the footprint and into Illinois as well. So it's exciting work. I have said for a long time that we feel like we're, blazing trails, but I've been at it a long time, and it's much more commonplace now, much more accepted, a lot more people know about it, and a lot more people take advantage of the services.
And Scott, I would imagine one of the reasons for that is the results that massage therapy gets. What do you see as a result of integrating massage therapy into a part of somebody's recovery?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, massage therapy has gotten a lot more credibility, if you will, a lot more respect because so many people have experienced the positive impacts of it. And it can be rather immediate. If someone comes in with a headache, they can get immediate relief from that or other pains or stiffness. So, it runs a gamut. And there's a lot that we can do, and the demand has increased, and especially we've had a lot of growth with particular patient populations, like working with patients that have cancer, and we have programs embedded right in those cancer clinics, and those are some of the people that, can really benefit. Really, I think anyone can benefit from some sort of massage therapy and body work.
Sure, but tell us a little bit more about how cancer patients benefit from massage therapy, Scott. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so we started up a program over 15 years ago. It first started at St. Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee, where we were asked to provide massage therapy to patients on the inpatient unit. And then it expanded to starting programs in the outpatient cancer clinics. So we can provide massage therapy to cancer patients as they're receiving their chemotherapy infusion. And so that can be a long process. Patients can be in a chair for several hours receiving chemotherapy. It really varies depending on the treatment that they're receiving. But we can provide some relief from some of the stress that they're experiencing, some of the tension, maybe if it's even just to help provide some sort of distraction and help pass the time. But we get really great positive feedback and real help with the symptoms of cancer treatments, addressing pain, fatigue, nausea, helping improve sleep patterns, things like that.
So how is the integrated massage therapy at Aurora Healthcare? How would that be different than, say, just going to get a massage at a retreat or at a spa?
Yeah, it really comes down to the therapist that you're working with mm-hmm. and the training that they've had and the experience that they have. Within our system, we have rather rigorous competencies, if you will. We train the massage therapists that work with different types of patients. And a lot of times in working with special populations like cancer patients or expectant mothers, you know, it's more rather than the techniques that you use, it's oftentimes more what not to do, what the therapist is aware, needs to be aware of so that they can provide safe massage techniques.
What got Scott Feist going down this road more than a quarter century ago? How did you get involved with this, starting with your massage license and now becoming the integrative medicine manager for Aurora Healthcare?
That's a great question. I'll try to keep the story somewhat short, but I was living in Chicago about 25 years ago and worked in retail management. I am actually a native of Minnesota, grew up in Minneapolis and went to the University of Minnesota, relocated to Chicago, worked in retail management, really got burnt out on that. And I'd always had an interest in healthcare. So I met a massage therapist and got a fantastic treatment and started talking to that person about their practice and how rewarding it was, the training that they received. They were into very specific techniques, neuromuscular massage therapy, more of a therapeutic type massage rather than relaxation massage. And that was really intriguing to me. So lo and behold, I quit my job in retail management. I learned that there was one of the top two or three massage schools in the nation was a couple miles from where I lived. So I enrolled and I became a full-time massage therapist right after that, when I finished that program. And as I said, I ended up moving to Milwaukee and got a job with Aurora Healthcare, initially as supervisor of massage therapy services. And then with my background in management, my role, like I said, has evolved over the years.
So you basically got a massage and had a life-changing event as a result. I mean,
it really was. Yeah.
I love that story.
It's a profound experience. It was actually a pair that had been visiting a friend of mine in Chicago, and they were there for some education. And one of them was a Reiki practitioner and had just purchased recently it was a Native American drum. So as I was receiving this massage, the other person was slowly beating this drum and the vibrations were going through me, really. And it was a pretty profound experience.
Yeah, it sounds like almost as spiritual as much as physical, Scott.
Well, yeah. And in our world, in integrative medicine or whole health, we really try to look at the mind, body, and spirit. They all work together and they don't each exist in a vacuum. So yeah, absolutely.
Like our mind and our body and spirit all exist within ourselves. And you mentioned Reiki as part of your life-changing experience, but Aurora Healthcare offer Reiki as part of integrative medicine?
It does. Most of our massage therapists have training in Reiki as well. So for people that are looking specifically for Reiki services, those are available. Oftentimes, though, as massage therapists are working, they inherently incorporate some level of Reiki, or, you know, there's an energy exchange, even the heat in the body, you know, that's an energy exchange. So it's integrated.
Sure.
Term is used a lot.
Explain Reiki for me, if you would.
Reiki is really working with the body's energy systems to try to regulate them and calm them, to really enhance the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is the flight or fight mode. And in today's society, so many of us are in that fight or flight mode right, all too often. So we really want to nurture the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps keep us calm and helps our body rest and repair. So sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system is really helping to relax the nervous system.
No, if it takes away from that fight or flight impending sense that can sometimes encroach all too often, I could understand where it would find provide some peace of mind. I have an email here, Scott, from Jane, who says that they've been getting massage therapy through the UW Eastside Madison Clinic for over 2 years now. Jane has chronic pain resulting from a car accident, and the therapy helps immensely with that pain. She highly recommends it. Is this something you've seen? People who are recovering from accidents and injury finding relief through massage?
Indeed, yes. And I know, you know, I've heard your previous guests before in the past, and physical therapy is great. Massage therapy is really great for chronic pain to help manage that. Maybe a little bit less so for acute pain, like after a traumatic injury. You may not want to get massage therapy right away, but as you're going through the recovery process and your tissue is recovering and you want to help manage scar tissue and flexibility, massage is really great for that.
Yeah, what's really going on?
It can provide a lot of relief.
Yeah, so when you start to get into those muscles, what's happening? What are you doing? Explain a little bit of the physiology of what's happening to my body when it's getting a massage.
Okay, well, don't want to get too technical, but one of the key players in the anatomy is your fascia, right? So that is the connective tissue that surrounds muscle spindles, like individual muscle fibers and muscles and muscle groups. So there are many layers of fascia, and sometimes those fascia and other cells can have sorts of adhesions and not be so smooth working together and with each other, and not as flexible. So massage therapy can help increase circulation, break up some of that fascial adhesion, help lengthen muscle tissue, and like I said, increase blood flow and help the tissue recover more quickly.
Do you have to be an Aurora Health patient to book a massage at one of your clinics, Scott?
No, you do not have to be a current patient of
really?
Aurora Healthcare to book. So I encourage people to go to our website at www.aurora.org. And you can do a keyword search for massage therapy there or integrative medicine and check out all of the services that we offer and where they're available.
Do you have to have some sort of precondition in order to get treatment?
No, not at all. You can come and get a massage at Aurora for any reason, just like you would anywhere else you could get massage therapy. So you can just book appointment. It can be for relaxation or stress reduction, or it can be for something more specific, like to recover from an injury or a procedure, or even help prepare for a procedure. Or sports massage can help prepare athletes for an upcoming event or recover after an event.
Oh, interesting that it can be used not just for recovery, but in the lead up to some sort of medical procedure.
Yes, it can. Yeah, it can help increase flexibility. And even from the, you know, when you're preparing for an event, you're working out and you're taxing your muscle tissue, and massage therapy can help increase that blood circulation and help the tissue recover.
So preparation, medical recovery, what about prevention, Scott?
Yeah, well, just keeping the blood circulating and keeping the body more flexible, working to eliminate or reduce tense muscles, mm-hmm. all of that can help people maintain a healthier lifestyle. And there is that mind-body connection too. Getting body work can help people just feel generally better about themselves, understand their own body a little bit better. That's one of the nice things about working with a good massage therapist. If you're interested, if you do want to talk about what's going on, massage therapists can explain a little bit of that anatomy and physiology and help people understand their own bodies a little bit better.
I think that's my biggest takeaway from getting a massage is how mentally relaxed I feel afterwards. Sure, my body's been, you know, calmed or rubbed down, but it's whatever's happening inside my head that I walk away from that I'm left thinking about when it comes to a massage, Scott. And I find that a little bit interesting because wouldn't necessarily think of that physical experience as having such a mental result.
Yeah, it can really help reset the mind and, you know, kind of give yourself a little bit of hope. Oh yeah, I can. helps you remember that you can feel that good if you are experiencing pain or stiffness. So it's good to get that little reminder. And again, like I said, you know, we spend too much time in fight or flight mode and helping to battle that and help the body and mind to calm down is really invaluable. Stress can exacerbate any physical condition that anyone is experiencing. So to help manage that can help manage that condition as well.
Scott Feist, our guest, integrative medicine manager for Aurora Healthcare, taking a look at the healing power, preventative power of massage therapy. And if you've had experiences or you've got questions for Scott, we invite you to our conversation, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or talk at WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and you're listening to WPR News. Taking a look at the healing power of massage therapy with our guest, Scott Feist, integrative medicine manager for Aurora Healthcare. Reminder, tomorrow on the show, we'll take a look at your must-reads for this summer. Daniel Golden returns, the owner of the Boswell Book Company in Milwaukee, and we'll also invite you to add your books to our summer must-read list. But right now, do you have questions about massage therapy, how it works, and what you can do to feel better, both in mind, body, and spirit? 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to Joe in Jefferson. Joe, good afternoon.
Hi, Lee. Just congratulate you first on doing a great job sitting in for Larry. Those big shoes to fill.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so much, man.
Yeah. I love WPR. I tell my friends to listen out of state on the app and or on the website, but love this channel and been supporting for years. But my question was with massage. I'm pretty much sure the answer is going to be no, if insurance covers it. And also for people that are a little bit hesitant to get massage, maybe because the undressing, can you kind of address that, like how people can maybe not have to fully unclothe or, you know, things like that to make you feel more comfortable?
Joe, thank you very much. They are two great questions, both of which I've had to wonder at times. And Scott, thanks for handling them for us. Let's start with getting insurance to cover massage.
Yeah, Joe, those are great questions and very common. You're pretty much right. Very rarely is massage therapy covered by insurance. Oftentimes, people can use flexible spending account dollars or health savings account dollars to pay for massage therapy if they have a letter of medical necessity or a sort of prescription from their physician or a primary care clinician, or it could be from a chiropractor. So in those cases, you can use those tax-free dollars to pay for massage therapy. We are starting to see some emerging coverage under Medicare Advantage plans. So some Medicare Advantage plans do have a benefit for massage therapy as well. So that's really encouraging to see.
Now, when it comes to various stages of undress and people's comfort with their own bodies, how do you deal with that in massage therapy, Scott?
Sure. Yeah, we understand that. Everyone's different and everyone has a different level of comfort with their own body and with disrobing. So we're very sensitive to that. And it is, you know, kind of daunting if you think about it. If, you know, you're going to see somebody and it may be a stranger and you're, you know, sometimes expected to take your clothing off. It's really not necessary to take clothing off. Sometimes, the techniques that are used are a little bit limited if there is clothing, but a good massage therapist should be able to provide a really good treatment, even if the person is fully clothed. So it's really entirely up to the comfort level of the individual. Yeah. So yeah, you're alone, one-on-one in a room with someone. And you want to get to know the massage therapist. I always encourage someone to ask questions of the massage therapist before they get started with them, even before they book an appointment. You know, you want to know about their training. Where they were trained is a good question. If they're a member of a professional association, if they've had any continuing education, how long they've been practicing. In the state of Wisconsin, all massage therapists are licensed by the state. So you want to make sure that they're licensed. And so it's really up to your level of comfort, the individual, so how much clothing they want to take off. As a
about your comfort.
Massage therapist, there are laws. So by law, massage therapists have to keep all private parts covered at all times. So there are different draping techniques with the sheets to ensure that all intimate areas, if you will, are covered at all times.
But your comfort is paramount as a client. So whatever you're most comfortable with is the best way to go forward, at least most of the time.
That's right. And by law, all massage therapists should make it very clear that anyone receiving a massage can ask for the treatment to be stopped at any point or techniques to be adjusted to their comfort level. So oftentimes, you know, people getting a massage think, oh, you're the expert. You do what you think. But that's really not the case. It's open communication is really key between the massage therapist and the person that's receiving the massage. That communication helps tailor the treatment specifically for the preferences of the person and to help get the most out of the treatment. So open communication is key. And if you're getting a massage and you're not feeling comfortable, it's important to let that therapist know right away. So whatever can be adjusted, or even if you just want to stop the treatment, you shouldn't feel any pressure at all.
Great questions, Joe, and thanks for asking them. Scott, what kind of different massage therapies does Aurora Health offer?
Sure. Well, of course, we offer basic Swedish massage, which is more of a relaxation type massage to help increase circulation. If you look at our website, there are a number of different techniques listed on there. But sports massage, as I said, can help prepare muscles in the body before an event or help recover afterward. There are massage techniques that are a little more intense, like neuromuscular massage therapy, working with specific trigger points to alleviate those. And massage therapy works really well in conjunction with other therapies like physical therapy or chiropractic or acupuncture. Again, getting back to that whole person health model, where not any one thing is necessarily going to be the cure for whatever it is, but a combination of different things really works well and empowers the individual too to make some choices about their health care and how they're addressing their issues.
How do I figure out which one's the best for me?
Really, just talking to the massage therapist. It depends on what the individual goals are. If you just want a nice relaxing massage to help reduce stress, something like Swedish massage might be good. If you want something more therapeutic to work on a specific sore muscle or sore muscle group, or a lot of people are familiar with those trigger points, those hot spots, there are specific massage techniques that can help alleviate those in short periods of time.
Now,
after recovering from a surgical procedure where there's scar tissue, given a little bit of time for the acute recovery stage, then massage therapy, when it comes into the more subacute or chronic phase, to start to work with that scar tissue and loosen up some of those adhesions.
Now, we've focused a lot on massage therapy here, but as integrative medicine manager for Aurora Healthcare, Scott, what are some of the other integrative medicines that are used with Aurora?
Sure. I've mentioned a number of them already, like acupuncture, health coaching. There are some techniques, some aromatherapy techniques that are used in hospital settings now. Our system has a policy for the use of aromatherapy, and there are specific limited number of essential oils that can be used even in hospital settings that are available. So we do a whole lot really with the idea that we're treating the whole body, right? That whole person care or whole health. So that's really the overlooming umbrella. So a lot of these things do work very well together, like chiropractic as well.
Oh, yeah.
So they really complement each other well.
Got an email here from Kathy, whose dad is 90 years old, has peripheral neuropathy in his legs. At this point, he cannot feel his feet at all, but his legs are pretty numb from his thighs down. Wants to know if massage therapy might help in mobility and balance and bringing back some feeling.
Possibly. We do have a little bit of evidence, particularly in the work that we do with cancer patients, that peripheral neuropathy is a rather common condition. And we have seen some good results and documented them that some people may get a little bit of feeling back. There may be a little bit of comfort for that numbness or tingling that people with neuropathy feel, a little bit of alleviation of that. Nothing real dramatic, but it can help increase the circulation, and in conjunction with other therapies and perhaps physical therapy as well.
Scott, I'm afraid we're out of time, but we'll have to find some more time for you and have you join us again. Thanks so much for joining us today. Scott Feist, Integrative Medicine Manager for Aurora Healthcare. Thanks for listening. And all our shows here, a team effort, obviously, Clara Neipert, Joe Patenaude, our producers, I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Larry Mueller.